small slice of the money that Tennessee dedicated to the opioid crisis this year is going to a social network developed by a Nashville startup. It's an app designed for people in recovery. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
These days, anyone in treatment is warned to be careful with social media.
When you're on Facebook, you're connected to potentially people that you were using with.
So Colin Polidor and his brother Parker launched a company called Cared For in 2016. They've signed contracts with a few treatment clinics around the country that needed a way to keep tabs on their alumni. The app is open only to people in recovery and prompts users to share about their successes and hardships each day. There's a sobriety counter prominently at the top, and when it's reset to zero, the treatment center is notified. There's also a way to contact a counselor directly. Parker Polidor says those who've tried the app seem to stick with it.
The biggest hurdle is getting the treatment programs to invite their patients into the platform.
Tennessee is the first state to adopt the technology. The app is slowly rolling out to all 270 treatment centers that receive some type of state funding. The Cared For team doesn't have any clinical data showing the social network reduces the odds of relapse, but a spokesman for the state's mental health department calls it a low-cost, high-impact response that could help people in recovery build a new support system. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.